Are you ready?
Hi, and welcome back to Wanu Time. You're here with your girl, Bobby Lee. And yes, I am joined once again with my twin sister, Linda. Hi, my little girl.
Hi, big girl. Hi, everyone.
So this is my last podcast, and I would just like to say thank you to everyone that have actually listened to my podcast. All 56 of yous. But thank you so much. It's been a blast to New Zealand Radio Training School and Whitireia for giving me this opportunity and meeting new people, awesome tutors and amazing study mates. So thank you all so much. So Double Trouble is back again for part two. Now, this is a last-minute thing because, you know, I got my dates mixed up in that. But hey, I just pulled my sister out of work. She's got a half an hour, so hopefully I won't take all her time up. But in this case, we wanted to talk about telepathy, twin telepathy. So that is the most common thing asked. Do you have twin telepathy? Now, I've got some questions lined up for us. Fact or fiction? Well, like I said on our last podcast, it's each to their own, pretty much. Not every single twin have the same telepathy as some, and not every single twin have telepathy itself. So we're going to start off with the most frequent asked question. Do we have twin telepathy?
I'd like to think that we do, because I definitely am a big fan of Escape to Witch Mountain and Twitches. So I would love to be able to read your mind. However, I don't think I can.
So with twin telepathy, there are different types of it. Not everyone, like, not all twins can be, like, I already know what you're thinking. So, like, you know how you look into someone's eyes and act like you think you know what they're thinking? Well, that's a kind of telepathy that twins may have. Now, I can say that when I'm thinking of a word, so when we're messaging each other or we're a part of a Facebook chat or something, and we're messaging and she'll put down something that I'm thinking at that exact same time, word for word, no word of a lie, she does it word for word, and it's just amazing. And I just put, oh my gosh, I was just thinking the same thing, my little girl, that's exactly what I was going to say just now. And she's like, you know, great minds think alike. But I think it is actually our bond between us being twins. What about you?
Is it the bond or am I just psychic? No, it sounds like a bond.
I reckon it's our twin connection with each other. Like, you know, you could have a sibling and it could just be normal, like, with our brothers. We're not the same. The way that we act towards each other is not the same as how we would with our brothers. Definitely. Our brothers are our protectors, pretty much. It's almost like Linda is like a part of me. So if we were in a fire, for example, if we were in a fire, and I'm talking about the connection that we have, if we were in a fire and, you know, there'll be my siblings, of course, and everyone, well, else, my sister would be the first one that I would save before anything. I'd think of it, and I've tried to come up with different scenarios in my head, but it is my sister that would be the one to be rescued first, and then I'll go and try and rescue everybody else, because that's the kind of connection that I think that I have with her, and I hope she feels the
definitely,
same.
Definitely. I was thinking I would save myself first.
Oh,
so
well.
So you're thinking, because you will save me, I will also save myself.
It's real selfish of you.
No, I will definitely save my big girl, because I don't think it'll be different to lose a twin, right?
Yeah, and you know, so we used to get taught by Fire Dawn. Now, Fire Dawn was a twin who used to play tennis. So her and her twin sister, Fire Diane, used to play tennis with our grandfather. And they were twins, obviously. And the amazing bond that they had, they also had with us, was amazing. Like, twins can connect with twins. But, you know, of course, everyone can connect with everyone. But when you're a twin and you're speaking with another twin or talking with another twin, it's just different. Like, oh my God, how's it? Like, we want to ask those twins, how is it being twins? If you get what I mean, because it baffles us as well, or it baffles me.
Or do you have twin telepathy?
Yeah, but that is a main frequently asked question. And for that, telepathy, I think that, in my mind, I think we have it, but it's not that kind of telepathy where they go, I know what's on your mind. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you?
Sometimes I sit there and I think, I bet you I know what she's thinking about right now. KFC.
Yes, I was.
Sometimes.
Well, because I'm hungry and I haven't eaten all day. But yeah, it's quite cool. Another frequently asked question about being twins is, if one of you get hurt, can you feel it? Now, I'm going to let you answer this question.
Probably not, but let's test it out, eh? So I will pinch, you've got to look the other way. I will pinch my whatever I pinch, and then you've got to tell me if you felt a tingly sensation of some sort in whichever area. Kapai.
Yep. Have you done it
yep.
yet? Okay, so did you pinch your left hand?
No. No, I didn't.
Oh my God. Well, we just confirmed that. So let's. Oh.
I pinched my right ear, guys.
Oh my God, that's so terrible. So much for our bond. Anyway, I want to try this time to see if it works on you. Kapai, turn away.
Move on. Done.
Now, did you feel that?
I don't know. I might have.
Gosh, you can only imagine how funny it is doing this.
I reckon you pulled your pinky, your left pinky.
Oh my God, the left side was correct. But I pinched my underarms. Yeah, and it was I was pretty sore, so I imagine you would have been able to feel that if you could. But yeah, well, that is definitely not true. You mean, I mean, I've been, like, hurt so many times, and I don't think, but I wouldn't wish that upon my twin sister anyway, of the pain that I go through on a daily basis. No. But yeah, just to cross that off the list, that's an absolute no. We can't feel our hurt, feel the pain. And of course, the childbirth, like when my sister gave birth, I didn't feel anything anyway. But you know what is cool? Is that me and my sister are actually second generation, no, we're third generation twins, but we are second generation female twins. Now we have aunties, our mother's sisters, they are twins, so they're the first generation of female twins. And then of course their kōrōs, who are twins. So me and my sister are the third generation, and then it goes to our little brother. Our little brother has twin daughters, and you can just imagine how many controlling Wayne in our family. You can only You can only just imagine how many controlling wahine are in our family. So, yep, there's a lot, and the twins are the worst. So, well, I think we're good, eh? I think we're all good.
You just said that we're the worst.
For controlling, yes. But yeah, and that's a funny fact about us too, being the third generation of twins in our family.
Yeah.
And how do you think how do you believe that the twinning gene is happening in our family?
Well, how do I believe it? I believe it very well. No, sorry about my sarcasm, guys. I am a true believer that we do have a, we do have a kind of a, it's a, not a routine, but a...
It's kind of like a structure.
It's a pattern.
Yeah, a pattern.
There's a pattern in our twin gene, and it's really weird because when it comes to our kōrōs, which will be our grandmother's brothers, she will have twins, or she had twins, but the twins didn't have twins. Their sister had the twins, which happened to be me and Bobby. We didn't have twins. Our little brother has twins, and those twins will not have twins because one of their siblings will have twins.
Yeah, so it goes down, the pattern is through siblings and not the twins themselves. Like, even that's another question, eh? People always ask us, do you think you're going to have twins? However, that's another subject for the tomorrow, maybe. But yeah, that is some frequently asked questions about telepathy, and we have humbly given you an example of how we think our telepathy goes as far as we know. Just a bit of a sway here and there on the side, going off track and stuff, but hey, I know it's going to be interesting for everyone to listen to, hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, do you have any last words, Molligirl?
I don't have any last words, however, I do have a last game to play.
Well, let's go. Let's bring this game to play. I love how you're coming up with all these games, Molligirl. Thank you very much. I was actually going in blind here, you see. I didn't go to work yesterday because I was a bit Mark Wheatley. But I'm back today and quickly trying to get all my assessments done and dusted. And thanks to my little girl, she saved my life today. So, ka tika me tuku te game stick ki tēnei ta'a. To my little girl. So, continue on.
I'm actually sitting on her right, if you guys are wondering. So, yes, I have one last game to play. So, I will come up with a sentence, and my big girl will finish off with the word that I will possibly say next. You ready?
Absolutely.
My dad gave me some
money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alright, okay, my turn. I went shopping and bought me
a dress.
Whoa! That is absolutely correct.
Yes!
Woo! Cause that is what I do. That is what I do. Oh my god, this is so cool.
I actually went shopping yesterday and bought me a dress.
Yes, I went the other day and bought me a dress.
See that? Twin telepathy.
Twin telepathy, final.
Just not even knowing it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, turn. I took my son to
Kohana.
Bam, bam.
Oh no!
I took my son to the park.
That's dumb. I got that one wrong. But she does. She does take him to Kohanga.
Yes, I do.
But yes, we got our last question. Just like before we finish up, I just like to thank you, Molly Girl. Thank you for coming in and saving my life from my last podcast. But yeah, I apologise. I wish I could pay you back on your deductions at May. But thank you so much. I've messaged your boss, so hopefully it's Katie Pye. But yeah, the last question. I really needed to have a shower because I needed to wash my hair.
You needed to wash your hair.
She's absolutely correct.
Nice.
Although that is not the only thing you need to wash, but the hair, it's a definite.
It's very important to my big girl.
Yep. Just have to. But yes, that was it, whānau. Thank you all for listening. It's been a long year, and I've loved every step of the way. Thank yous all so much to my tutors and that. Love yous and leave yous.
I just would like to say how proud I am of you, Big Girl.
Oh, stop.
Everything we've actually been through, which is quite a lot, you've actually come out and pretty much, you know, the world, you know, you took the world in your hands and made it become something that you very much
I'm gonna cry. I'm not gonna cry. But thank you so much, Molly Girl. I'm proud of us. This is our success. But yes, ngā mihi o te wā whānau. This has been great. This is Waru Time with your girl, Bobby Lee. Hopefully it is not the last time you hear from me. But for now, ka kite anō.